take another behemoth chum and say zutaka zu, the other one has the same halacha kiyotza, the same halacha like this. It's kiyotza ba. That the other tamura would be the same thing. It has kedusha zaguf, but it can't be brought for carbon. Now what's the svaras here? So Gemara says like this. Shema mina, from this din we see three halachas. Shema mina tlas. And from this Rabbi Yochanan, we have three kedushim here. Shema mina tlas. First of all, shema mina kedushas domim nitcha. That the reason why when he buys back the other half, and he's makdish it now, it can't be brought for korban, is because at the beginning you were makdish half of it, and that half was not fit to be brought for korban. So it's called like nitcha. It had a kedusha on it, and the kedusha was not strong enough to be brought for korban. So once it did not have enough of a kedusha for korban, it's nitcha, it's like pushed away, it can never come back again to be a korban. So that's one chiddush. The shemamin the kedusha is domin. Even though lechatchila when you were makdish the first half, you didn't even give it a kedusha saguf. It was only a kedusha domim. But since kedusha was chal on it, and it couldn't be brought for a korban then, even though it was only a kedusha just for the value of it, still nitcha. Once it was like pushed away not to be used, it could never be brought again, never be used. That's one chiddush. Ushmamin, the second chiddush also is that you could argue and say that the balei chayim should be loshem stam balei chayim nidochim. As a man yomer, it says the kol zman the animals alive. Even though it was once pushed away, you could use it again. Kamashman, according to Yechanan, know that even though the animal is still alive right now, but since you were first smacked the chef of it, it was not fit to be brought for korban, so its nitch was pushed away, it can never be used again, even though it's still alive. That's another chiddush. There's the machlekes nigumar, the man yomer, it says no, that calls the man that's alive, you can't push it away. So Yechanan teaches us, yes, still you can push it away. And the third chiddush here is, Ushmamina dichu mikor hevi dichui. There at the beginning, when you first makdish it, it was never roi to be for korban, because at that time you only owned half of it. So like lechatchil, at the beginning you only makdish it kedushas damim. So it's a big chiddush to say that later when it's fit to be kedushas aguf, it can't be chal anymore than din akrova. Because I would have thought to say that Rashi means on a Gemara in Sukkah, that's only if something was fit to be brought, and then something happened to it, you can't use it. So now it can't be fit anymore. But here, lechatchila was never really fit for the korava. So maybe that's why kedushas aguf was not chal. But as soon as you buy back the second half, and now it is fit to be brought, maybe kedushas aguf could be chal with that korava. Kamashmala know that at the beginning, when you were makdish in lechatchila, since at that time you only makdish in kedushas damim, and that's all that could be chal, and at that time it was not fit to be brought for korban, so no matter what you do to it later on, you can't make it fit to be for korban. So even though you have all three chasreinus here, still, that's a Yechanan's chiddush. It's pushed away, even though it's still alive, even though it was only kedushas damim, and even though it was pushed away at the beginning, like it was never even fit. There's a svara to say only if it was once fit for a korban, and then it got pushed away, it can't come back again. Like there's a svara in mitzvahs, the Gemara in Sukkah. If you have hadasim that was once fit to be used, and then something happened to it, so even though it becomes fit for the mitzvah, that's nidochim, you can't use it anymore. But it was never fit in the first place, so when as soon as it becomes fit, maybe then you could use it. So Kamashman here now, Dichu Mikora is considered a Dichui. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Omer Abaye, Akil Moed, everybody agrees, Heiche Diyoma Chetzi Oilo. Somebody says upon his own behemoth, he owns the whole thing, and he says, half of it should be a Korban Oilo, V'chetzi Maisa, and half of it should be Mais, Kedushas Maisa behemoth, which Rashi learns, you don't have 10 animals here, so it's like a joke. You can't make a behemoth stam a maisa behemoth. Maisa behemoth is only when you have your 10 animals and you're counting 1, 2, 3, a tenth one becomes maisa. Subshit of so, divri hakol oila, everybody holds, oila kri, bring it for korban oila. Because even according to Rabbi Yosi, even if you take and mend both, but you just can't make a maisa on stam a behemoth. And a korban oila you could, so it's chal kedushas oila on the whole behemoth. What's going to be, heiche diyomar chetzi tzmura? Half of this behemoth should be a tamura. V'chetzi maisa, half of it should be maisa. My, what's going to be the locker over here? So even according to the way Rashi learns is very shvur, because Rashi learns that the tamura here means, or Rashi said before, tamura is only if you have a behemoth's kachim, then you take the chula next to it and say zutachazu. But if you don't have a behemoth's kachim next to you, you can't make tamura either. So one pshat here is, Heich the other guy says, Chetzi Tmura, Vechetzi Maisa. See, if we're talking about there's no behema kachim around, and there's no Maisa around either, so who neither of them should be chal? What's the Gemara Shail over here? So maybe it's talking about here that no, you say chatzitur means there is a korban around. You're saying here for this payment should be a tamura. And maybe it's like a case where you are counting and this is the 10th one coming out now, and you're saying the 10th one, half of it should be maisa. So my, which one is like how first, which one's stronger? Tamura kreva, one sort to say that tamura should be chal shekein heges b'chol ha-kodshim, because tamura is chal on all kodshim, not only in maisa. Maisa is only chal by maisa, but tamura can be chal on all kodshim, so maybe tamura is stronger than maisa. Or duma, maybe no. Maisa kreva, I'll tell you, maisa has kedushas maisa on it. Shekein makdish nafon of alacharov, because by maisa bema has the chiddush that by mistake the 9th one you called number 10. Or the 11th one you called number 10, they're also chal the kedusha. So it'll be a shaila which kedusha is stronger to be chal, a meiser or a tamura. So the chalami, this is more blessed by a teiku. Forget exactly what the clue of the case is. Rashi doesn't say clearly what the case is. Rashi just says, lechetzi a meiser vechetzi a tamura, vetavayo kiadodi ninu. They're both equal here. Which one should be chal? Like, we don't know which one should be chal. So it's according to Rabbi Yasi. So, here it's a sur, one should and one should not. Whichever one is stronger, that's the one that's chal. So the takeaway here, which one is called the stronger carbon? Is the tamura stronger because it's chal on all type of kachim? Or is the maisa behema chal stronger because it has it to be brought even before or even afterwards? And now the Mishnah says, the ika halachas of tamura is like this. Harei zu tachazu. Like you have a behema, you have a carbon here. And then you take the behemoth's chulin and you say, zu tachazu, or else, tamura zu. Like this should be a tamura of the korban. Or else zu means the chulin should be chalipa zu. Or else this should be an exchange for that korban. Harezu tamura. All these three lishonos are good lishonos of tamura, that you're saying this behemoth's chulin should take the kedusha like the korban has. What's going to be the seloshin zu mukhalelas azu? The chulu means you want the kedusha of the korban to go off it to be mechalal onto this behemoth chulin. Ein zu tamura, that's not called tamura. Because by tamura you can never take, it's not a chilul. It's not a lush chilul, you can't take the kedusha off the behemoth. Tamura is just you extend this kedusha onto there, but it still remains on the first korban. So a lush chilul, mechulul, that's not a lush tamura. Fimhoye hegdish balmum, let's say the first korban here was a balmum. So now that it's a baal mum, you could be poyder it, you could redeem it. So loch was yoytzel chulin. If you take a behemis chulin next to it and say you want that baalus mum to be mechulul on this behema, say nechnami, the kedusha goes off the baalus mum onto this behema here. But just now that it did, but sorach lasas dom, you have to make sure it's the right exchange. Let's say the baalus mum is worth $100 and your behema now is only worth $50. So you still have to pay another $50 to hegdish. But you have to make sure the value is the right value. It's worth the exact amount of money, how much you want to make the pidyon on. But the mice of the pidyon talk is chal. Now the Gemara says, Lamein, what do you want to tell me? The Mishnah says, well, if you say, Harei zu takazu, that's lushan of tamura. So you want to tell me, Lamein, the tachas lishna diatfusu. Tachas just means, this should be chal tamura on it. Not that you want to make a chilul. Take off the kedusha there and put it on here. Just you want to put kedusha, you're adding, lashon of adding, you're adding kedusha onto this one. Is that true? Raminu, I have a question. There's a lacha kotcha by the kabayis. Let's say you have a behema that only has a kedusha by the kabayis. Only has a kedusha domin. It does not have a kedusha zaguf. So that does not make tamura. So somebody says, Omar, chalipa zu, tamura zu, lo yomaklum. Someone takes a behema's chulin next to it. And he says, this behemoth's chulin should be a chalipa for that, or it should be a tamura for that. So lo yom haklum, because on a kedushas bedek habayis, a kedushas domim, you cannot make tamura. What's going to be if he says lashon of tachazu? He wants this behemoth's chulin to be instead of that one. Rossi says mechulel esalzu. He wants this behemoth's chulin to be mechulel. In other words, the kedusha domim should go off that bedek habayis onto this behemoth. Is dvor of kayomim. The words are good. So here you see Loshen Tachas does not only mean it should be extended here, but it means in exchange I want to take off the Kedusha there and put it on here. So the question is, V'yi Sakwadatip, you can tell me and think, that Lishna Dietfusahi, that Tachas just means you want to extend the Kedusha onto this one also. So then, Maish Narration, Maish Nasefa, how come it says in the ratio when you have Kedusha's Badakabayas and you say Loshen of Tamura, it doesn't help? So the Lashon Tmura does not work, so why does the word Tachas work? Tachas just means you want to add the Kedusha onto the other one. You can't add the Kedusha by Bedek Abayis. So why Tachas is it Mechulul? So here you see the word Tachas does not mean extending the Kedusha, but it means to be Mechalol, take off the Kedusha. So it's a Stira. What does the word Tachas mean? Does it mean you're extending the Kedusha, or does it mean you're taking off the Kedusha? So we're into Zomer Abaya, Tachas Mishkachas Lo Lishna Di Etfusa, for Lishna Di Yachulay, Enechnami, I'll tell you the word Tachas could mean both. It has two meanings to it. Tachas could mean you want to extend the Kedusha, or could mean you want to take off the Kedusha and put it on here. Lishna Di Etfusa, it's like a Lashon of extending, the Chesed the Pasuk says.